And we turn now to Gurnee, Illinois. That's just north of Chicago. And to Randy Burson, who's a volunteer with the Red Cross there. Ms. Burson, what's the situation where you are?
Well, right now the river has not crested yet, so we're still kind of hoping that it doesn't rain.
This is the Des Plaines River?
This is the Des Plaines River, correct. And so, you know, a lot of people have lost their homes, are underwater. We're just trying to do everything that we can to help with sandbagging, and the community has been wonderful. The people who are not in the flood area are really coming here and helping out nonstop.
What's going on there at the high school? You're talking to us from Warren High School there in Gurnee. Are there people who have left their homes who are actually being sheltered at the high school?
Actually, we have contacted some of the hotels in this area, and there are some people who are out of their homes that these hotels are donating rooms for them. A lot of people are going with friends that live in the area. They're going to relatives. So things like that are basically being taken care of at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still working, and as we're waiting for the river to crest, more and more people will have to leave. It just seems to be getting higher and higher.
What are you hearing about when that crest is supposed to happen?
We hear tomorrow morning, but yet we're not quite sure because of rain.
Is this the kind of thing, Ms. Burson, where you start meeting neighbors maybe you didn't know you had?
Well, you know, at this point, it doesn't matter where you live as long as you can give a smile to someone. You know, some of these people who are homeless at this point, you know, all they want is a smile and a pat on the back, and pretty much know that you can just give that one smile for right now.
Well, Ms. Burson, thanks for taking time out of what I'm sure is a very busy day to talk to us today.
Thank you very much.
Randy Burson is a Red Cross volunteer in Gurnee, Illinois, where they're waiting for the Des Plaines River to crest.